Protests against the tech industry's impact on housing have been growing in number and variety. They've gotten personal, too, with individual tech executives being targeted. And they've been artistic, with brass bands, acrobatics, and street art. No matter the form, the protests all raise a few key questions. At a recent Google bus protest during the morning commute on Market Street, evicted tenant Martina Ayala took the mic.
We want action. Where is the affordable housing? Where are the business owners that have been displaced? Where is the justice? Where is your Googliness? Use it.
A search for answers has led some protesters right back to Google and other tech firms. While many activists hold the industry accountable for San Francisco's rental crisis, their feelings about tech products are a different matter. In fact, powerful software is key to a partnership project between the Anti-Eviction Mapping Project and students at Stanford University. KALW's Melanie Young reports.
At Stanford University's Geospatial Center, the air is thick with googliness.
We're going to start with Google Tour Builder. It's in beta.
A group
right now,
urban study students are learning to use Google's geographic information software. They plan to program an interactive map that will put a human face on eviction statistics.
And then in the next section, we're going to have a workshop just on visualization and storytelling with maps.
Landlords filed nearly 2,000 eviction notices in San Francisco last year. That's a 14-year peak. Patricia Carbajales, the Geospatial Center's manager, is leading the workshop.
Very easy to use, powerful stories that you can create with it.
Click where someone was evicted, and their story and slideshow will pop up. Urban studies students such as Natasha Weiss go out to get the interviews that populate the map.
Can you remember the moment you were informed you were being evicted?
Weiss is talking with Rick Gerharder, who lost his apartment in San Francisco's Bernal Heights. He's originally from South Dakota and moved here in 1977 in search of a supportive community where he could come out as gay. A few years ago, his landlord decided to sell his building and wanted the tenants out.
You know, we protested. It went on for several months. Anyway, Elmer, my roommate, got diagnosed with HIV during this whole period. You know, it couldn't have helped but hasten his death, all the stress involved with that.
When the interview is done, Weiss brings it back to the lab, edits it, and uploads it to the map, which is called the Narratives of Displacement.
My name is Nancy Hernandez.
Michael Barron.
Yasmin Golan. I've lived in the Bay Area about 17 years. It's turned into a place for the wealthy.
You got the right to evict us.
I really felt like the mission was home.
The map is the brainchild of the Anti-Eviction Mapping Project. Their first creation was a time-lapse map, which they made last year. It portrayed Ellis Act evictions as exploding dots. The more units in the building, the bigger the explosion.
We really wanted to make visible what the accumulation of evictions over time looks like.
Erin McElroy is the founder of the project.
I think it's one thing to maybe know, like, oh, a few people in this neighborhood were evicted over the last couple of months. But when you actually see that in an accumulation, so it appears really different. And you can also begin to see what neighborhoods are being hit the hardest. And we wanted to show that.
The map begins in 1997, at the start of the first dot-com boom. Initially, just a few dots pop up here and there. But soon, the dots begin to spread all across the city. And by the end of 2013, San Francisco resembles a face covered by erupting sores.
So where's the Dirty Dozen stuff?
It's on antievictionmap.squarespace.com.
At the San Francisco Tenants Union, six men and women are at their laptops, combing through the city's online databases. They're working on another map that will show who the city's top 12 evictors are. They hunt down where they work and who they do business with.
So here's one way that's really interesting. I'm in the Bureau of Real Estate. You know, I found an employing broker that license ID up over there, and here is a list of everybody who works with all the work. So do we have these names?
Once they dug up the facts, they work on design. Buildings owned by landlords who have used the Ellis Act multiple times are identified with bright orange circles. When you click on a circle, the landlord's name and corporate affiliation appear. Go deeper, and more information about the landlord pops up.
Ooh, that's pretty.
Ooh, awesome.
I know. It's interesting. I wonder if...
Back at Stanford's Geospatial Center, the urban studies students are setting up accounts on several social media sites for their map. Jordan Carroll notes the irony of their work.
The tech companies like Facebook and stuff that are displacing the people, but we're using those services to help create this map.
Carroll says he'll be thinking about the tenants' stories when he faces upcoming choices.
I mean, like, I'll be graduating in, like, just over a year and, like, looking for a place to live. And I think, like, when I do find, like, a neighborhood to live in, I'll be more conscientious of that process and, you know, try to get to know the neighborhood more and be, like, an active community member rather than, like, a passive, just, like, moving to, like, wherever is the cool place to move to and not really thinking about it.
Well, not necessarily. If we put in another sheet, right?
This map may be pretty modern, but its purpose is an old one. It helps people who feel powerless realize they're not alone and then brings them together to challenge what's happening. The Mapping Project volunteers have 5 new maps in the works. As evictions continue in San Francisco, they'll add more dots and stories. For Cross Currents, I'm Melanie Young.